Mario did very well in his beginner.
Yeah, I heard
I was very impressed. This is an extra, you say?
Yeah.
Okay, says the Mishnah. Hakoyl nichnosim ledir lisaseu chutzmakilayim vatrefe vayoyitze doifin muchutzazman vayosim. Everything goes into the deer to be misaseu. We'll see what everything means to include. Except for these minim, kilayim, trefe, yoyitze doifin, muchutzazman, and yosim. The yosim is basically, the Mishnah explains, a behemoth that was born after the mother was shechted or died. And Taka de Gemal Chum brings down the Braise, Taka Simei Pratli Yosem, and the Gemara says, Ha Yosem Echidome, this is a Gemara in Chum. Ha Yosem Echidome. The Gemara has a very interesting question. The facts of a Yosem are hard to come by because every Yosem is really a Yotze Doifin. Because by definition, an animal that's taken out after the mother dies is by definition a Yotze Doifin. The mother's no longer considered a behemoth, it's considered a Heftzeh. Oh, so that's what we have to know. The Gemara in Chul seems to limit it. That's what we were discussing then a couple of weeks ago. That maybe if the behemoth is mefalches, that was right. That was our discussion.
Even not if it was mefalches, it's the usual way of it coming out at the time of late, even though it was
mesa. Mefalches. It means that the body is still mechanical, which is what we discussed. The body is still mechanical, but the Gemara in Chulin says like this: Ilay midiyolda imay v'hadar mesa. That's obviously not the case. Loyal and tasty with tazel, says the Gemara. The child has to have a mother? Of course not. So Gemara says, Elo de mesa vahoda yaldite. We're talking about that the mother died and then it gave birth. Says the Gemara, Michi vole nafke. Elo pshita, says the Gemara, Zepi resh l'chaim v'zepi resh l'mis. So the Gemara in Chulin seems to say that it's a challenging situation to find a behemoth that's going to be born after the mother died, and it's not going to be a Yotze Doifin. Right? So we came up with a simple solution. That was what we discussed, what Zev is saying. We came up with a simple solution. If you learn that a Yotze Doifin, is dafka in a case where it comes out without the mother producing any energy, so then, so long that the mother is a mefarchas, even though we paskin for Yisrael, mefarchas is kemes, so halachically speaking, you could say kaddish on the mother of the behemoth, right? It's dead. But lemaisa, als leda, so long that the animal is moving and it has a uterine delivery, it wouldn't be called a Yotze Doifin. A Yosem it is, because the mother is dead. But it would be called a Leid and not a Chesaron Yotze Doifin. The problem is that the Gemara in Chulin seems to say no. The Gemara is saying, how is it possible to have an animal that's both a Yosem and not a Yotze Doifin? And the Gemara says it has to be with such precision, Zepirish L'chaim, Zepirish L'mavis, instantaneous birth and death happening at the same time. Mefachas is something, as we see from Chazal, could go on for a while. That's not a limited time. You don't need Zepirish L'chaim for Zepirish L'mavis. Because according to, that's the whole idea. So you have to know what's Peshat here in Bechlal in the Gemara in Chulin.
Rabbi Yeshua comes, and Rabbi Yeshua says, "Afilu nishchato imoi, v'ashlach kayam ein ze yosim."
Even if the skin of the mother is still here, it's not a yosim. The Gemara explains later, because the skin of the mother would actually benefit the vlad. So the weakness that the vlad would normally have by not having a mother would be compensated by this using the skin of the mother to protect the vlad or whatever it was. Fine. That's the, we don't pass like Rabbi Yeshua. That's Rabbi Yeshua Shita.
Okay. So the Gemara says like this. Now, the Yosem Bechlal, Yosem is really not found in other Mishnayos Hashas.
Take, even though Yosem is a psul in all kutshim, L'chara, that's it's learned from Tachazimai, it's not Dafka by Maisa Behemet. It's a psul in all of kutshim. So really, it belongs in all of kutshim. But it's absent. That's why yesterday Olam I brought down this Rambam. If you look in the Paragimel Halacha Yud in Isurei Mizbeach, Hamakdish Tumtum Vandroigenes Tzeife Kelayim Yetzidayfin Harezik Hamakdish Eitzim Vavonim Lufishen Kedusha Chol Agufa VeKachum Lchol Dvei. And the Rambam leaves out Yosef. And many of the Achronim ask on the Rambam, why does he leave out Yosem? But he does. He doesn't. He does not count Yosem in the Mishnah. In his, when he brings down the Mishnah Psulim, he doesn't count Yosem. Now, if you look in Isurei Mizbeach, this is negeh to this din of our Mishnah. If you look in Isurei Mizbeach earlier, so I'll just read you the Rambam. The Rambam does bring down V'chein ha-yosay She-meisa yimoye She-nishchetim le-dosay Einoy mis-ase. It's not mis-ase. So Tesis Yomtev Taka asks, why is Yosem only brought down here? The Rambam leaves it out completely. When he talks about Isurim Mizbech, he leaves it out completely. When he talks about Maisa Behemoth specifically in Hilchos Becharos, he lists Yosem because of our Mishnah. He lists Yosem. The Mishnayos throughout Shas don't talk about Yosem. It's only brought down over here in Becharos, even though Lecharos it's a psul in Kol HaTorah Kula. It's a psul in Kol HaTorah Kula. The Gemara in Chulin clearly is saying it's a psul in Kol HaTorah Kula. The Gemara is just trying to find the precise moment. But it's possible to call it terakulin. So Tosis Yamtiv Bayel says, it's kosher, madu alay monsa, shum mishna yosem, lupsulay the kosher, the kosher. It's not listed. Rakhan gabi maise behemah. Only by maise behemah. Now, if anything, the scrutiny, this is where it becomes challenging. Because maise behemah, the scrutiny of the kashrus of the animal is lower than by other kosher. By other kosher, a balmum is possible. By Maisa Behemet is a din lo yivaka bein toiv l'ra. Everything goes into the deer, including a balmum. The only thing is, if the balmum comes out on the 10th, so you eat it, yoichel b'mumay. It's psulei mukdashim, yoichel b'mumay. But I'm saying is the bar of psulei mukdashim by Maisa Behemet is lower, right? Well, I should say really higher. In order to become possible, it's higher than it is by other kachim. Yet, Lagabi Yosem, even though the pasuk of Yosem is talking about all kachim, you can't limit it to Maisa Behema. It's only brought down by us. It's only brought down by us. That's Tosfos Yom Tov's kash. So then he says a pshat, but it doesn't really help us. He says, because of Amari Karkas, Shehu Bechlal Yoytzidoifin. Really, Yosem is included in Yoytzidoifin. Whenever the animal is born after the mother was shechted, it's a Yoytzidoifin. It's not a Yosem. It's a Yoytzidoifin. And he says, and the Tosfos Yom Tov quotes the Gemara in Chulin. He says, the Kivon Shanoa Enzeleda. He says, and therefore, v'shayich yosem rak b'zeh pirish l'misa v'zeh pirish l'chayim. And the only way I could find you a case of a yosem that's not possible because of yotzei doifin is in this case where the mother died instantaneously at the same time as birth. He says, it's not even halachically possible. V'anan time along, E.F. Shulatzam say. Anyway. So the whole thing is not shayach. And therefore the Rambam, again, it doesn't really answer. He says, therefore the Mishnayos only brought it down once by us. The Mishnayos didn't bring it down because it's not really Nogeha. And the Rambam only said it v'nichtav rak pamachas l'yimayis v'beim. Anyway, it's a Pella.
Pella.
The Rashash by us also is bothered why Yassim is only listed over here. And Rashash says, the Tana de Mishnah Yisovar de Behemis Yassim in the Apostle of Kachim, Elo l'mayis v'beim v'bovat. That's what he wants to say.
Big Chiddush.
That our Tana, the Tana holds, it's only possible. There's a sheet that's Ben Azai, which we don't paskin like. But Ben Azai holds that Yosem is kosher by kosher. A true Yosem, that's not a Yetzidayf, a true Yosem is only possible by Maisa Behem. He says that's not the way the Tana the Mishnah holds. That's why I only listed the Psul Yosem and Maisa Behem. That's the Rashash. But again, according to that, Sfaitish found the Rambam. The Rambam Lamaisa brings it down over here by Maisa. Amen. And so the Rambam seems to hold that it is possible. And the Rambam does bring it down one place in Kachin, in Psule, in Yisrael Mizbech. So obviously it's possible. It's possible. So it seems to be a Pella. Seems to be a Pella. Another fascinating kasha Rabbi Kiveger asked in the Tshuvas, fascinating kasha on our sugya, and that is that L'chaira our Mishnah apostles also treifa, and treifa is not only one that's missing its legs, which the Gemara talks about. Treifa is any of the Yud Ches treifas. It's possible. So Rabbi Kiveger asks, the whole Maisa Behemah now should be bottled. Well, since there's a dinasiri vadayomar achmona, v'loyasiri sofek, and we had the Rosh and Bava Metzia that we discussed many times, that the Rosh says, that's why if one of them jumps back in, it's possible. The whole batch is possible. Right? Because minyan aroy. Ask the Rosh, why don't we say that one that jumped in is batel b'roiv? We had that Rosh and Bava Metzia. So the Rosh answers, we don't go Basarov. Which, by the way, is how some answer Yosem. Why is Yosem listed here? The reason why Yosem is listed here and not elsewhere is because it's such a rare case. So every time, let's give the classic case. It looks like the mother and child were born and the mother died and the child were born simultaneously. It looks like that, but what's the likelihood of that happening? So mistamed wasn't simultaneously. Elamid is a sofik rochuk. So by Maisa Behema we bring it down because I see Rivadai Veloy I see Yisofik. Yeah? But by Kol HaTerekula, it's not again. The problem is, if that's true, then what about all the other psulim? Stam, I want to ask you a kasha. Every behemoth, not my kasha, that's from Kiveger's kasha. Every behemoth is a suffix treif. Elamite is a roif. Asiri vadai v'lo asiri suffix. This is a great kasha. Asiri vadai v'lo asiri suffix. You shouldn't go in. I'll ask you another kasha. Nidmeh. What's Nidmeh? Nidmeh we had in the beginning of the Masechta. A pig gives birth to a cow. To an animal that looks like a cow. Yeah. Puzzle. Puzzle for Kachin puzzle. So really, any guy that has a farm, unless he has a pure breed farm with fences around it that doesn't allow any animals to stroll in, anytime he has an animal, it's a Suffolk Nidmeh. It's possible. 1 in 1,000, 1 in 1,000,000, whatever. Maybe it's a Nidmeh. Ella my life! So Roiv not Nidmeh. So every behemoth should be part of a Maisa behemoth, unless there's two witnesses that were with this animal from when it came out of its mother's womb and saw nothing got mixed up, and this is, most animals should be brought from Eisel Behem, Al Sofik Nidme.
Well,
Elamai, Roiv.
How?
I don't follow what you're saying. Every single animal on my farm, before it goes into the deer, I have a shiloh, am I allowed to eat this animal? Every single animal on my farm, if it's a chazir sheyoldo kamin keves, it's also bachila. But it's kepaskint on every cow in my farm, it's mutar bachila. Right? I'll drive. Right? Every behemoth that's in my deer... So what's the problem? What do you mean? It's kepaskint already.
Yeah.
Sounds like? And same thing by treifa.
It's kepaskint
that's treifa
already, or it's
kepaskint
that's kosher? So then what's the problem?
So it's never a problem.
So
you're saying is that any time roif paskins...
If it's done before, it's finished.
Any time roif paskins, if it's done before, it's no problem. It's only if the roiv happens
at the
Ma'isa Behem. So here's the raya natlan. This is a svara I brought. I brought down two possible svaras originally. How does every Ma'isa Behem work? Here's the problem. Nevad. Every Behem that's Nevad is also for a karma. So the Gemara here brings down. Look at the brisa. Let's just start the Gemara. The Gemara says... The Gemara brings a brisa that where we learn out all the psulim. So one of the psulim there is nevad. Nevad and muktze. If the animal was either worshipped or is hooked to lava de zohar, it's also for all kachim, but it's also for ma'isa behem as well. Right? So now what's the case of nevad? So nevad is simply avodah zohar. The Gemara says like this: Minani mili tol rabbonon shorei kesef pratli kelayim oyeis pratli nidme kivoli pratli yetsedayfen voyeshiv asimei pratli mechuses man tachasimei pratli yas. Okay, so that's all the pratli yas. Now the Gemara says, Shmuel ben Shemecha, ime nema kan tachas hashevet, v'nema lalon tachasimei malon pralachol shem salol v'kam pralachol shem salol. So it's a hekesh from kotshim to mice. Makan pratel treifa, flalom pratel treifa. Hakol asim, mail asiyot etan rabbonon. Horiveya nirva muktze nevad esnan mechir tumtum andreganus kum nchasam udil asasa. Shimon Rav Shimon Yudaime mishim Rav Shimon tumtum andreganus einich nchasam udil. Okay, and we don't hold that way. We don't hold that way. We hold an animal that was hooked to lava de zora. Hamuktze doesn't go in. Vitana didon our tana. That learns that it's possible to go into the deal with Sasa. Where does he learn it from? Inei tachas tachas mikotchim haninami loy. Vi loy olif hani minoloy. Loy lom gomer. Vahani rachmona rabbinu, the Torah was marbet. And now the Gemara wants to come and be marbe. The Atana holds that anything that's possible because of erva or avodah zorah does go in for Ma'aser Behem. The Chassid, it says by the korbanos of the Bali Mumim, that's the lashon of the pasuk. That a baal mum is possible for the mizbeach, but it uses a lashon mashchasam. The tana of every shmol komokam shenema ashchasa. What does ashchasa mean? Dover erva v'avodizara. Hashchasa is used by erva and avodizara. And the Gemara brings a pasuk from the Mabul. The ksiv it says ki hishus kol basar is darkei ala oretz. That's erva. That's dover erva. The ksiv ki hishus kol. Avedizara the chsiv penta shchisun, it says in the pasuk in Dvarim, vasisim lochem pesle tmuna kol semel, tavni zocho in a cable. Memela, since the Torah says by mum, hashchasa, and we know that a baal mum is kosher for ma'aser behema, so in the hechsher of baal mum lies a hechsher of all, anything that's possible because of avedizara, and anything that's possible because of because of Erva.
That's the Gemara's conclusion. And therefore, Kol She'amun Poisel Boy, the Erva is our Pasul Boy. For Kol She'ein Amun Poisel Boy, Ain't Dover Erva with Azara. By Meiser, however, a Pasul Boy Mumma, by Meiser Behema, Balmum could go in. Because it says in the Pasul, Zilla Yavaka Ben Tevla Rav, Olay Mirhenu. So therefore, Dover Erva with Azara, Nami Lay Pasul Boy. That's our Tana. Revev and Ivad over Erva, Muksev and Evan is over the Zora, the Esnan over Erva, Mechir Umechir, Iskishla Esnan, and that's it. Fine. So basically, that's the Machloikis. So the Tana Bruh holds that Muksev is also from Isa Behema, Muksev Nevad Esnan, and the Tana the Mishnah holds no, anytime Balmum is kosher, so these are also kosher. That's the. Obviously, there'll be puzzle for a Karma. But they go into the deer, like a Balmum goes into the deer. If it'll come out that this will be the Asiri, obviously you can't bring it as a carbon, but that's a good sign. Now, what's the case of Muktza? Nevad means the animal was actually worshipped. What is the case of Muktza? So Rashi says by us in the Sugya, Huktza Avodah Zarah. They were miyachid it for Avodah Zarah. That's Rashi. Rav the Rishayna Machalak, Toisvis the Ritva. The Rambam, the Cholik with Rashi. Why? Because they hold Huktza Avodah Zarah is only possible where you actually did an action. Only Kachem there's a din Amira. So by Kachem you say, Hareza Oila, it's an Oila. By Avodah Zarah there's no Amira. So it's got to actually be done. So the Ritva says, you have to give it to the Koimri Avodah Zarah, Machilo Kashine Avodah Zarah. It has to mamish be an action. Comes the Marit, he says, that's the reason why Muktza only really became an issue by Maisa Behema, because since there's a Machloikis, what's Muktza and what's not Muktza, and Rav Deyas hold that Muktza is only something that was Huktza Mamish with an action, only by Maisa Behema were Machmer, says the Marit, because Asiri Vadei Velo Asiri Sofer. You see, for the Marit, that Asiri Vada Evelu Asiri Sofek is even on something that was Gepaskin before it went into the deer, which is precisely what I was talking, what Zev is talking about, what I mentioned. You see, from the Marit, that Asiri Vada Evelu Asiri Sofek is not only a problem that happened in the corral, in the process of the Maisa Beima, but even before. Another thing you see from the Marit. See, without the Marit, I would have a simple answer, Reb Kivega. Reb Kivega is asking, let's look at the psulim here. Trefa, he's talking about trefa. I'm telling you, nidme. Any psul, any potential psul by Maisa Behema should be off the chart because Asiri Vadai will Asiri Sofek. So I would have a simple answer to give you. Simple answer. And that is that it could be Asiri Vadai will Asiri Sofek is only including something which is a suffix in the asiri, in the counting. So in other words, when I count 1, 2, 3, 4, and then number 4 goes and jumps back in. So number 4 was already counted. Number 4 cannot be counted again. It's counted. So that's why, once number 4 jumps in, they're all parted from Ha'isa Behema, because now I don't know if I'm counting. I lost count. That's a counting issue. Not another psul. It's a counting issue. Okay. But from the Marit, you see, clearly Reb Kivega had the understanding as well, that Asiri Vadei Velo Asiri Sofek does not just include counting issue. It includes, for whatever reason, there's a psul. It's also accounted. So if that's the case, we go back to our problem. Nidme, Kilayim, all these things go right back to the get-go. So that's another issue here to understand in the sugi. The same thing we find in the next sugi, Lagabi Tumtum. The Gemara brings down Tumtum Vandreganus, the Kesover Sveikahi. It's a suffix. Suffix Zohar, suffix Nekev. Because if the Tana would have also entertained that it's a barrier, then it would be potter from Maisa Behema. Even though burial also the Gemara brings down as a suffix.
Right? The Mandamu says Tumtum is a barrier b'fnei atzmai. It's a sophic barrier b'fnei atzmai. So Vaita you have to learn because Asiri Vadai v'lo Asiri Sophic. The same type of aloha. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda Emel, he says Tumtum Adreganus don't go into the deer. The Kesav Alav Sveiki, he holds it's possibly a barrier b'fnei atzmai. That's why it doesn't go into the deer. And this is Mamish a plea, because we're talking about Tumtum also. Tumtum for sure is a Suffolk Zoch or Suffolk Nekeva, Suffolk barrier, at most. Right? So it's only a Suffolk, but still it's Potter from Isa Behem. Vaita for the same reason. Asiri Vata, Evel Asiri Suffolk. Same reason. Nekeva Tumtum Van Dragonis. And that, therefore, not a Tumtum Van Dragonis. So my Sinami goes to Hazmikotch. Right, so let's try to this in you. Rabbi Zalman in Evin Ozel says a gewaldige chiddush. He seems to halfway go with the approach that we were taking, which is that the Yotze Doifin is not just an animal that came out after the death of its mother, but it has to be that there was not a birthing process. It only comes out halfway that way. Here's the lashon of the Evin HaOzel. Let me just pull it up for you. The Evin HaOzel wants to say an interesting chap. Very interesting chap. He says, this is right here on our Rambam in Paragimel Yisur Mizbech, the one that we read. He says, Bezen Nira Loimar says, the after the Gemara bechulin omu behed you the mesa v'hoda yidilte have a yotze doiv. The Gemara seems to say if the mother is dead, it's a yotze doiv. Automatic, because by definition, it died. The mother died by definition. Now the mother's no longer a behemoth; it's a chefza. So it's like it came out of a wall, even though it came from the rechem. Says Rabbi Zalman, he says. The dafke bepirish lemisiv is a pirish l'chayim posel mitam yasim. Yesh chiluk lefiani is daiti beimesi imoy lenishchetoy imoy. Precisely what we were talking about mefarchas. By mefarchas, we know yeshech the animal still could move. So the Evin also wants to say there's a difference in halacha between mesi imoy and nishchetoy imoy. Mesi imoy is a pure breed Yotze Doifin, because the mother is dead. Not only is it dead halachically, but it's dead physically. It's dead physically. It's dead mechanically. Let's even call it mechanically. Okay? Because death is a physical state in halacha. It's mechanically dead. Mefarches is mechanically alive. Zalman, benishchata, Kivon de be'emes kaimel and the mefarches kechai. Elo sheyesh din shchita. Shchita's matter it. He says, in Cain, afilu noilad la'achar shchita, loy havi yetzi doifen. Listen to this. De karki yivoleid. Mamish, what we were there. L'maisa, it was a later. There was a delivery. And medically speaking, there was a delivery. And pretty much what the Evin HaOzel is saying is, halachically, medical counts over here. Because in order to be, it has to be that medically there was, that's not called the Yotze Doif. That's what he says. He says, the Lagabi Yotze Doif, so she has a shame kivol, the kivol she mefarches, the yesh lo koyach, there's still koyach, there's mechanics working here, the yesh lo koyach, therefore he says, it's called a leda, shaper avi lo leda. Avul tachas imoy loy havi kivon shoy. Now to his way, he comes with his bomb chiddush. So it comes out, either way this animal is possible. Either way, possible. If the mother would not be moving, it would be possible to yotze doifin. Right? Most cases of yasim are, it's possible not because of yasim. It's possible because it's yotze doifin. Most cases. But, in the case of mefarches, it's not possible to yotze doifin. It's possible to still had a birth. But here's what he says is chiddush. He says, the lashon puzzle is only where it's also a yotze doifin. That means in Gan Shas, where it says yosem, and the animal's only a yosem, and not a Yotze Doifen, then b'dieved will be kosher l'mizbech. We don't find that it should be possible. This is l'chadchila de gedin. It's not a psul kachim. Hear a chiddush? Not a psul kachim. And that's why he holds it's not mentioned in the Mishnayos and Shas, other than this din of tachas imay, because it's not, doesn't fit with the other psulim. It's not possible. The case that I'm giving, only case that you can have, a yosim and not a yotze doifen is where there was a birthing process. In that case, the vlad is not a heftz of psulim mukdashim. There's a din, tachas imay, don't do it l'chatchila. But if you did it, it's done. If you makdash it, it's done. So he says, Cain, afilu noilad lachashchita loy havi yotze doifen. Chapter can you give order? To legabi yotzev the yotze shem gvolet. V'yesh lokoich v'arei kachaya. Aval tachas imay l'nikri. Lochei nira l'shita sarambam. The kivon de bishum duch to lohizkir atana de yosom epsulim is beach. Muchach de bemas enoim epsulim is beach. You know why it's not found anywhere? Because the taka is not from Sulim. The kol hai mishnayas and all the mishnayas and shas that talk about psulim mukdashim to put reveya, nirva, kila, those are all psulim. Possel be'ikra akorm. V'gam yoytze doifen possel be'ikra akorm. He says, but, he says, avul yosem shenoyla b'derech lei de gemura. Elo she'im lei dosa imeisa imoi. Ein kan chsoin be'ikra akorm klal. V'lochein hadin tachas imoi. Einoi elo l'chatchilo l'mitzvah ba'almeh. Kevon de loy gilso ha'toyro de havipsul. Unbelievable idea. This is what he says. That's a chiddush. So, how does this... Now, this is a significant mahalach here. What's this? So, this is what I want to explain to you. First of all, going back to what we wanted to say originally, Lagabi Sofik, that doesn't work over here. Asiri Vadev L'Asiri Sofik doesn't work over here. Why? Because, like I said, if Asiri Vadev L'Asiri Sofik would work, then L'chayrit should apply to Trefa, Tikilayim. So what do we do? I'll tell you what we could do as far as answering the kasha that we had. Trefa, Nidna. You could say it like this. Where one of them jumped in, that's Pashat. You lost count. That's Pashat. Then it's, there's no more counting. Counting is gone. Just like if you were counting something and one got lost, you lost count. That's Pashat. Now, where one of the animals in the deer is possible. It's also possible. I'll tell you why. Because that animal will inevitably come out sometime. So every counting that I'm doing, 1, 2, 3, is a suffix. I don't know. Is it that one that's possible? In which case, my counting is not a counting. Or is it not? So it's also possible in the counting. Right? Because there is one in here that's possible. But, if I have, like Rabbi Kivega's case, Suffolk Treva, my case, Suffolk Nidma, okay, all of the animals in the corral are equally in the same Suffolk. It's not I have one here with a Suffolk. And on all of them, there's a Din Roif. So number one is as much number one as number two is number two, as number three is number three, as number four is number four. There is no Psul B'chlal. It is counting. What do you want to tell me? What do you want to tell me? It's not accounting because it's only a roif. So what? The same roif. Roif is a. It's no din that by ma'aseh b'ayim we don't go bust a roif. I'll ask you a different shaila. What happens if a Jew is only a Jew because of roif? Which many Jews are only a Jew because of roif. Called a parish, maybe a parish. Right? Like the Mishnah Malchinik. Any Jew that's found a place, roif Yisrael, he's a Jew. Yeah? Is he potter from ma'aseh b'ayim? If he's a goy, it's not accounting. There's no din that we don't use roif by ma'aseh behemah. There's a din in the counting process. Something which distorts the counting and is only, there's a roif to justify it, that we say it's fault in counting. That's where there's a distortion in the counting.
I have 20 animals. One of them is pasul. There's a rov that says it's okay. Now each one that comes out, I have a suffix whether it's that one which is distorting the counting. I have a rov that says it's okay to go ahead. Sorry, rov doesn't work. The counting is distorted. But where I have 20 animals, and they all have a suffix trefa, and on all of them there's a rov that they're kosher. So there's nothing about the counting that's a problem. Elamai, the whole Maisa Behem is riding on rov? No problem. Maisa Behem has rov just like Kalatera Kula has rov. Now let's get to Yosem. And here's the Nakuda. If we take the Evan Ozel's approach, which I think is most mistaver, and that is that any time the animal was born and it's only a Yosem, it's nothing more than a Yosem, so by Kalatera Kula it's going to be okay. And by Maisa Behem, it's not going to be okay. That's the chayr what comes out. Because even after they have an ozel, why is the Mishnah bring it down here and nowhere else? Because all everywhere else, it's kosher b'di'evet. And over here, it's pasul. Why is it over here pasul? We go back to our original question. The chayr at a bar of Maisa Behem to make it pasul is higher than everything else, not lower. So I want to, here's what I'll tell you, a simple pshat. Maisa Behem is different than all of kosher. In a way, it's much more kal. Because it's chal ad balmum. It's more kal. In the psulei mukdashim element, it's more kal than the rest of the kosher. But on the other hand, it's much more chomer. I'll tell you why it's much more chomer. Why it's much more chomer is like this. The maisa behema is generated from within. Like we explained all along. The animals go into the deer. So we have different ways to learn whether the chiyuv starts already from when, before it goes into the deer. The animals themselves generate the obligation which ultimately creates the Maisa Behema. Yeah. So by Maisa Behema, you can't tell me there should be a l'mitzvah v'loy la'akev. Because once there's no mitzvah to make it into Maisa Behema, so there's no nichnas l'diyah. So every yos, by Maisa Behema, the bar of Psulei Mukdoshim is much higher. Okay? So something which would be Psulei Mukdoshim for Kolatera Kula, by Maisa Behema, we're much more tolerant what's kosher. And according to the Gemara, according to our Mishnah, anything which is puzzle similar to Balmum is also kosher by Maisa. It's true. But wherever, what I'm telling you is like this, wherever the bar is, there's a chumra that no other kachrim has. By every other kachim, the behemoth didn't have to generate the obligation for it to become kodesh. You generate it. You create. So there we can have Rabbi Zalman's yesod that, you know what, yosem is not a psul, because since it was born regular, it's shit. But makdashit. Okay, that's by old kachim. So I was makdashit anyway. Okay, levatel mitzvah. But by Maisa behemoth, the Kedusha is generated by the mitzvah. Since there's a mitzvah not that it shouldn't go in, Mamela, there's no Kedusha.
Why
exactly. No. That's the reason why a Yosim is, because just like a pig wouldn't be able to Nichlas L'Din L'Sasa. If you put a pig into the minyan, and then you were makdish the 10th animal after, with the pig counted in the minyan, it would be nothing. Why would it be nothing? The pig is nothing. Like when Yisraim is, it's like Eitzim Vavonim. It's like Eitzim Vavonim. It cannot generate a chiv. So now, if you have in this number 10, being up to this number 10, one yosem, and the yosem be makdish it, right? So that yosem doesn't exist. It's not worse, doesn't exist. What happens now is, by Balmum, there's a ribui, by Maisa Behema, that there is a mitzvah to put it into the deer. By a yosem, there's no ribui. Comes this Zalman and says, not only there's no ribui, but there's actually, we learn now from Tachasimai, that it's not included in the mitzvah process. Is it possible? It's not possible. But, so what I'm telling you is like this. Once it's not part of the mitzvah category,
By other kachim, the mitzvah category is not all that negeya. Yeah, mitzvah, not mitzvah, you will makdish it. That's why the focus by all other kachim is psulei mizbeach. Psulei mizbeach. Zokter says, Zokter b'sa Zalman, or Yosem is not from the psulei mizbeach. It's not possible. Right? What does it have? It's lacking a mitzvah to be makdish it. Tachas, tachas, it's lacking a mitzvah to be part of the Maisa Behema process. So now, it's ma'akev by Maisa Behema. Because Maisa Behema is generated, the Kedush is generated by the mitzvah.
I don't understand this part. By definition, it's your mitzvah.
It's my mitzvah that out of 10 animals that are chayiv, every 10 animals that I have that are chayiv in Maisa Behema, it will generate a kedusha on the asiri. Okay? So it's not that I'm being makdish an animal Maisa Behema. It's generated by the minion of Maisa Behema, right? It's my obligation. But my obligation is to take these 10 animals, put them into a deer, and to create the process of Maisa Behema. What's the process of Maisa Behema? The 10 animals, and the minion is makdish, the 10th one, right? Now, if the Torah says, Yosim, no mitzvah. No mitzvah. So now, by Kol HaTorah Kula, we find Yosim is not counted. All the psulim and dosh are not counted. Why is it not counted? It's Zokter B'sa Zalman. Because it's not a Yetzer Doifin. It's not a mitzvah. Tachasimai. Remela, it's not possible. If you mark the shit, you mark the shit. By all of Korbonis, it's irrelevant. It's the same Korban. If you mark the shit Yosim, it could be kosher for the Seir Lashem in the kosher in the holy day of the year. If one of the Seirim was a Yosim, right? According to B'sa Zalman, if one of the Seirim is a Yosim, it's good enough for Yom Kippur. It's not B'di'evet. No B'di'evet in the Korban. That's the whole point of B'sa Zalman. There's nothing wrong with the Korban. There's a mitzvah on you that Tachasimoy, don't be mocked at something that's a Yosim, that the mother is dead at the time of the Leda. There's no pagam in the animal at all. So it's good by all of Kachin. What I'm telling is that by Maisa Behema, anytime there's no mitzvah, so now there's to generate the process. The process generated by the mitzvah. When you make a korban chatas kodesh, harei ze chatas in kodesh. We say harei ze shlomim. It's not the process that makes it a shlomim. Huh? Exactly. But we don't. We have precisely opposite. We have tachas imoy, and we learn our tachas tachas, we have a miut. So there is no mitzvah of Maisa Behema. So what do you want to tell me? So why is it more ma'akav by Maisa Behema than everywhere else? Maisa Behema, if anything, is more lenient. True, it's more lenient. But there's a higher requirement of obligation in order to trigger the chefetz of Maisa Behema. So once the tachasima is memayetit, so now it doesn't generate anything. It's like you have a dog there. You have a dog. And if you had a Baal Mum, Rabbi Isai, it would be the same thing. If the Torah would not have been Marba Baal Mum, right? Here's why I want to sharpen it for you. See, it should be clear. If the Torah was not Marba Baal Mum by Maisa Behema, it would have been worse. Meaning, the Torah was Marba Baal Mum. So now Baal Mum is actually chayev like a regular animal. And if the Torah wouldn't have been Marba Baal Mum, it would have been less than Kachim. By Kachim, a Baal Mum has Kedusha. Kedusha's Domim. There's something there. By Maisa Behema, it would be zero. You follow? This is what I'm trying to tell you. By Maisa Behema, it's all or nothing. There's no such thing as, well, there's L'chatchila not, but if you did it, it's Chal. There's no, if you did it. The L'chatchila is what generates the Maisa Behema process. It doesn't shayich lechatchila b'di'evet by Maisa Behema.
But it's a nothing.
Exactly. So if the yosim walks out, it doesn't make anything else possible. 100%. The yosim walks out, zokman kaddish. And now you go weiter. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yiskadov, yiskadish, megabo. 6, 5, 6, 7, 8. You're right, the yosim doesn't ruin anything. But the Yosim is not part of the Maisa Behema process. That's all our Tana does.
Atana, illuminate. So what are you asking me? What do you mean? Why is it more chomer than other kachim? The answer is, ma'isa behemet is no such thing as l'chatchila b'di'evet. It's only chayiv or it doesn't exist. There's no middle. And that really answers all the kashas. And the melo all of Kivegas kashas. Well, then we go back to Zev, what you were saying. Once it's kepaskin, then aloch, it's chayiv ma'isa behemet, al tzchoyiv, al tzwhatever. Now it's chayiv ma'isa behemet. I don't even have to clear anymore. Once it's chayv and ma'isa behemah, it's chayv and ma'isa behemah. But I have to have a decisive obligation in order to start the process. Zok de marit, if I have an animal that's a sofik nevad, so now there's no obligation to start the process. That's the point of the marit. That's how far he takes it. Others would argue, but that's how far he takes it. But the point is, in order to have a process of ma'isa behemah, you need a decisive obligation. If you don't have a decisive obligation, you can't say, well, I'm potter from Isa Behemah, but I'm gonna put it through anyway. That doesn't exist.
If one didn't know
if one what?